It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, Discover Magazine's Gemma Tarlak breaks down a new study that rewrites the dinosaur family tree.
First, Governor Scott Walker is asking the federal government to let Wisconsin drug test applicants for state health care coverage.
The governor also said he doesn't want to use federal money available to provide health care for more Wisconsin residents. Instead, he's made proposals to move more single adults off state Badger Care Medicaid coverage and into the workforce.
Jason Stein joins us now. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Thank you, Veronica. Good to be here.
Well, Jason, before we dig in, last Friday was a big day for Republicans in that they failed to get their own plan to repeal and replace Obamacare and get their new plan in place. That didn't happen. It didn't make it. So where does that leave health care in Wisconsin and Governor Walker's plans in particular?
Well, it's a great question. On Friday, the House Speaker, Paul Ryan of Janesville, said that Obamacare would be the law of the land for the foreseeable future. In the last couple of days, you're hearing again some Republicans and conservatives talking about bringing the law back. But I think for right now, the common wisdom is that it will remain law for at least some time forward. And if you look, you've seen some states like Kansas, my home state, passed an expansion of the Medicaid program, something that state had held off on doing. It may still be vetoed by the governor there, but some other fairly Republican states are taking another look at the Medicaid expansion in the light of the failure on Friday.
Well, and given that has been a sticking point between some, for instance, Democrats in Wisconsin and Governor Walker, that Wisconsin has not, like those states you just mentioned, Jason, taken that Medicaid expansion money. Is that going to change?
Right. It's a little like an old married couple where Democrats and Republicans in the state capitol here are always disagreeing and fighting over that issue. But I certainly don't think it's going to go away, in the light of Obamacare repeal failing. The governor and Republicans said, once President Trump had won the election, they said, we really look smart now that we never took the Medicaid expansion. And now, obviously, Democrats are going to try and argue that the opposite is true now that the Medicaid expansion remains law.
And Jason, in the meantime, as we wait to see what unfolds there, it sounds as though Governor Walker not moving, but he is asking for some changes in terms of the state's health care and the way it functions, and he's going to the federal government with that ask list. What's on it?
Right. So there's several things. One, he wants to be able to charge monthly premiums. And these are not the sort of premiums that people with employer coverage might expect, because we're talking about people who make less than $12,000 a year. These would be premiums that would range from a dollar to $10 a month for households. These are similar in some ways to what Indiana did under then-governor and now Vice President Mike Pence. And the Walker administration thinks that Trump's administration in D.C. is going to be likely to approve that. Other things include higher premiums if you use higher copays if you use the emergency room, doing a health risk assessment like you might have at a private employer, and submitting to drug testing to be part of the Medicaid program.
And it sounds as though a health risk assessment could be part of it, too.
Correct. So this would be the sort of thing that people in private employment often get, which is to, asking you questions about if you wear your seatbelt, if you smoke, if you, what your weight is, if you eat too many sweets, things like that, where they're trying to nudge you into making healthier choices that will make insuring you cheaper to do.
We're talking with Jason Stein right now, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at requests that Governor Walker has made to the federal government in an effort to get, he says, more people off Badger Care in Wisconsin and, as the governor puts it, into jobs. And Jason, what do we know about the price tag, possible price tag on these proposals?
Well, they're very expensive, and I should say that this is not something that would apply to your grandmother in a nursing home or to a child who, you know, has parents who are low income. I mean, these would be for single adults without children, these proposals. They would be costly. You know, the Walker administration expects that not to save money from these proposals, but actually to pay money. You know, it could be around $50 million a year when it's fully phased in. The Walker administration says that they're willing to make those payments because they think that it will be good for the state in the long run. It will make people either more likely to go out and get jobs or to be more effective in those jobs if they do end up getting them.
And Jason, you talked with an analyst from the state's Department of Children and Families. What is the sense there about how these proposals could affect people, some people in Wisconsin?
Sure. So I talked to someone with the Wisconsin Children and Council on Children and Families, which is a private group. And the argument that they made is that going out and trying to collect a dollar a month from people for health insurance, people that might only make $3,000 a year, is just not an efficient use of resources, that it would be really more cost-effective and less burdensome for people that may be leading chaotic lives to just write off those $12 and not worry about it.
And is there any chance that these proposals, if they were enacted, could go on to become a model for other public assistance programs here in Wisconsin?
That's certainly true. I mean, in that the governor is trying to apply drug testing and work requirements to unemployment insurance, to food stamps, to Medicaid. And I think Medicaid, in a lot of ways, will be the most challenging one for them, particularly with things like drug testing. And that's because, number one, it's never been allowed in the Medicaid program before nationwide, and also because I think healthcare can be a life or death matter, and so, you know, I think there's always going to be a critical look made at whether or not you should deny someone health coverage for any reason in the program, especially if it's a new reason. And in the case of drug testing, though, that what the Walker administration is going to argue is that they will make treatment available to people if they're willing to get it, and that they would still be able to receive the health coverage as long as they complied with those requirements.
And what are the next steps in this?
So the Walker administration has notified the state's tribes that it's making these changes. They will take public comment. They'll put out the full proposal on, I believe, April 19th. They'll take a month of public comment about that. They'll make any changes they make, and then they'll submit the final version to the Centers on Medicare and Medicaid Services. And there, the head of that agency, which helped to craft the Indiana proposal, will decide whether to approve Wisconsin. So that's one reason why the Walker administration has a lot of optimism that they'll get, if not all of this request, at least a big chunk of it.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure, Veronica. Thank you.
That was Jason Stein, State Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with us there to take a look at requests from Governor Scott Walker made to the federal government in an effort to move more people off Badger Care in Wisconsin.